Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's head over to Mike Max, talk some sports this morning. Good morning, Maxie.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Pretty good. Had you been hunting this week, would you have had any luck? Had you been able to get out?
Probably what would have happened to a guy would have been he'd had good luck the first day if he went Wednesday because there was still open water. Yeah. And then I'll bet you if a guy went out yesterday and didn't really take serious the fact that it was only 5 degrees, and then at 5:30 in the morning went to a spot in the pitch dark and it was completely ice with no chance of opening any hole. Mm-hmm. He'd have probably been a little discouraged at that point.
Yeah,
that would happen.
It had that happen. That's great speculation.
You know, why someone would think, well, if it's 5 degrees, oh, I'm not worried about that. The water will still be open. Why one would think that, I don't know.
No, but that's a good point. I bet that's exactly what happened to somebody yesterday.
Yeah, I'm sure that happens to people if they don't pay attention to the weather. Well, yeah,
the Gophers sold that baby out while you were gone. I mean, while somebody was not hunting.
Yeah, and that's kind of a good news, bad news thing, because, I mean, this thing should have sold out a long time ago, and you had 2 weeks off in between playing the newest matchup. The fact that it took till Thursday before is a little bit maybe discouraging. But that being said, they're going to have a full house. It's going to be loud and crazy in there at 11 in the morning. People will be out there tailgating, and it will be like they had the vision for TCF Bank Stadium when they built it. Now, you know, now you're starting to get down to the kind of game time and the X's and O's of how this thing will play out. And I don't know. I mean, I've seen Penn State play this year, but I haven't watched them that closely. They saw against Michigan when they got the big lead, and then I turned it out, and then Michigan came back and almost beat them or had a chance at least to tie it. You know, they're formidable. They got, it doesn't look like they do a little bit like the Gophers. There's nothing they do poorly. They throw the ball pretty well. They got a pretty good combination. That's their quarterback and their receiver. They're buddies from way back. And, defensively, they don't give you a lot. They make you work for everything. So, and they like the Gophers. They don't look like they make a lot of stupid mistakes. They look like they play pretty smart football.
Yeah, they got a good defense. It'll be interesting. I see they're 7-point favorites. Penn State is.
Yeah, that's kind of a big number for coming on the road. But I also think that, and Dave, you know this, you've called a lot more games than I have. College football is off the mat. You really don't know. They come up with new game plans every week. They've had, don't discount the fact that P.J. Fleck and his staff have had 2 weeks now. So any new wrinkles you want to put in, you can. It's kind of like a bowl week. If you want to throw some things that they've never seen at you before, you can do that with 2 weeks preparation at this level. There's lots of stuff like that that happen in college games that turn things around, turn the momentum of games. And so I just think the Gophers have a really good chance to win tomorrow.
Okay, so we got that going on. And then we have a ton of high school playoffs again tonight, Mike.
Yeah. Last night was a shocker. I thought Champlain Park did a number on Rosemont. And there was kind of a shocker to Lakeville North, how hard Shakopee made them work. Shakopee didn't have a good season, but they had a real good playoff run here, and they made it tough on Ross and Nelson, and 9-7 was the final after they played that in Stillwater. Champlain blew out Rosemont last night, and so tonight here we go. Lakeville South still alive, so you get that South-North chance possibility. YZ is still the team to beat. They're playing out in Chanhassen and Eden Prairie tonight. There's games all over. And then tomorrow it really is almost it's a bigger schedule because there's only about, I don't know, 8 or 9 games tonight, and I think there's about 20 tomorrow that are played. A lot of them at noon throughout the state. St. Thomas Academy gets Owatonna in a rematch of last year's state championship game. And Owatonna, I give Coach Williams credit out there. He's a really good coach. Last year they had that Williamson kid that ran right and left, and this year he's gone to a spread offense. He's thrown it all over the field, and he's unbeaten with both, so they'll get tested tomorrow. But some really good teams left. Elk River left in there. They're playing well. Lots of good teams left. They're going to play tomorrow.
And then tonight, Golden State, Minnesota. I don't know if we'll recognize any of the Golden State Warriors.
I've never seen anything like this. I mean, Draymond Green's out now. Curry's out. Obviously, Durant got hurt last year and then went to Brooklyn, and Klay Thompson's out for the year. When you look at going into the finals last year, what that team looked like, and the dynasty word, and, you know, Toronto, they should be able to beat, and where they are today, it is incredible. And I hope they don't, but, you know, they may, you know, with Curry and Green, they're going to be out of it here pretty soon. They may be playing for a lottery pick before you know it. But that's why you make hay when the sun shines, man, because you don't know. And that Golden State team is right now, you'd have to say the team they're sending in here tonight is one of the worst in the West for sure. And, you know, to see that happen that quick, probably only in basketball, but to see it is unbelievable.
And then congrats to Nelson Cruz and Mitch Garver on getting those silver sluggers.
Yes, both worthy of it. I mean, the show Cruz put on was just, boy, I need to think that he was hurt some this year. The numbers would have even been more gaudy on the home run side, but he hit 308, I think it was, 41 home runs. I mean, just classic. And then to see Mitch Garver and what he did consistently with fewer bats because he's splitting time as a catcher, to be that offensive-minded as a catcher. And talked to him several times during the year, and he said, absolutely, I came in here trying to hit home runs. I knew that was my meal ticket, and I decided I was going to launch a little bit more, and that's what he did, and he accomplished it. But he became kind of almost a spokesman of the leader on that team throughout the year.
Who's our old Dutch athlete of the week, Maxie?
Karin Young from Eastview High School, rightly so. The sophomore won the state 2A girls tennis title last week. She defeated two-time defending champion Nicole Copeland from Edina. Karin's got a father that's a pretty good tennis player and coach, and she will be back to sophomore and our state champion and worthy of our Athlete of the Week award.
Brought to you by Old Dutch. Speaking of sellouts, I would bet there's going to be a run on Old Dutch chips because there's going to be a ton of tailgating tomorrow at the stadium and even beyond.
Yep, and you're going to see, and well, the great thing is you and I we kind of walk through parking lots, and whether people ask for it, I think they appreciate it. We give them different ideas as to how to use their Old Dutch chips. So, you know, one guy's sitting there, remember the one day, and he's got some beans over there and this and that, and he's got the beans and the chips separate. And he said, there's no reason that you can't marry these two. Just scoop a little bit and try. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Every time we've seen him since, he thanked us. Another person with the extra sloppy Joe. The meat that get it. And we said, hey, you can put that on a chip. There's no rule against it. And they said, never thought of it. And so tomorrow we'll get a chance to do some of that again. And that's kind of fun to help people out and advise them on things like that.
Well, I don't mean to brag because we both are pretty humble, but we've changed a lot of lives.
Changed a lot of lives, man. And that's when you get emotional about it. You know, when you're at a tailgate function and you see people, and it's not that they're not well intentioned, it's not that they don't mean well, but they just don't know how to use their chips yet.
No, it's a little, little tear in the eye.
Yeah. And you see them light up when you say, hey, have you ever thought about trying this with two different dips?
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that in the same place. And they go, oh, my God. And you see them come to life. And, I mean,
it
gets me right now, you know, just thinking about
it's goosebumps.
It's
goosebumps.
We'll be able to do it.
It's goosebumps. And we don't need to be cold to get these kind of Old Dutch goosebumps. I got to tell you. And I remember, and it was just, I think that was 3 weeks ago, Maxie, when we were at the.
Yeah.
No, I bet it was 4 weeks ago. But we were almost a month ago now when we were there at the one tailgate trying to teach them how to use Old Dutch chips. And
it was a month ago. I remember. Yeah, the weather. Yeah.
And then they got, and because it was cold that day, and so there's like tears coming down this one person's eye. And we said, well, is it because of the cold weather? And they said, no, it's what you guys are telling me, and you're changing my life. And so remember when you took that tortilla chip, that Old Dutch tortilla chip, and you scooped up very gently the tear off their cheek, and you put it in that nice dip and said, here. This is a bonding situation with you, me, and Old Dutch. I was really, I'll never forget that, Mike. I wish I had videotaped it.
She gave me a hug and I broke the chip. But, I mean, the point was.
That happens.
You know, these are moments that you can only experience with Old Dutch. And so many people miss them. And tomorrow, tailgating, whether you're at the high school game, the MIAC game or the Gopher game, it's quite an opportunity. And sometimes thinking outside the chip box doesn't hurt either.
Yep. I with all due respect to Kodak moments, these Old Dutch moments are even far more special. Hey, Maxie, have a great weekend, and I'll keep an eye on you this week on TV if you don't mind.
All right, I'll keep an eye on you, too. Have fun at the game tomorrow. It's a timing game.
Yeah, that should be a good one against Davis. Really good one at 1 o'clock. He's Mike Max, olddutchfoods.com. Check out the website.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.